Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, I started yelling.
I know.
You said Jim Nagy. I went, man, all right.
One of your favorites, one of our favorites, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl and ESPN analyst Jim Nagy, going to join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Jim, I want to tell you what we're talking about in the commercial break, how we're going to get up there, what we're doing, and all of our stuff to get us ready for those hopeful two broadcasts that we do before your Senior Bowl on Saturday.
Awesome, guys. Awesome. Appreciate you having me on again this morning.
Well, listen, we got a lot. You're going to be spending a lot of time with our coaching staff in January with the Miami Dolphin coaching staff, so we thought we'd come up and just add on to it. Jim, a lot of stuff to talk about, and when you're where the Miami Dolphins are right now, we've already started our verbal mock drafts of trying to figure out who might be on the list, and we love your stuff. And so I would ask you, you feel any differently with Tua as the top quarterback, or could that still change by the end of the college football season?
I really do think it could change, and not that Tua's done anything to hurt himself. I'll be back up in Tuscaloosa this weekend to see him again. I think this will be the fourth Bama game I've been to this fall. It just kind of schedules falling that way. But was at LSU last weekend for the Florida game.
And oh, man.
It's impossible to walk away watching Joe Burrow and not be kind of blown away by just the progress that he's made. So, you know, coming into the year, he was probably third, fourth round guy that, you know, teams were looking at as a, you know, at minimum a good backup that, you know, if you really hit on him, he could become a win with starter guy. If you're good around him, you could win with. And he's really taking this game to a different level in terms, you know, really accuracy is what stands out the most. That's the biggest difference right now. But and I think Joe's going to play himself into that top 10 conversation when it's all said and done. So I would, you know, that's going to be the one to keep an eye on is how high Joe Burrow climbs.
We said the same thing. We watched that game, and I go, this Joe Burrow thing. And, I mean, he's putting on the back shoulder. He's just been crossing routes. He's putting it, making it nice, easy catches for his guys. And he can run a little bit, too, which – I think everybody really likes. But, Jim, listen, I know there's a lot of guys, and we've been having a lot of guys on, and everybody's got their favorite quarterback. The guy that's interesting, and he's probably got the least amount of talent of any of these guys, is Love out of Utah State. Jim, have you had a chance to spend any time looking at him?
I wouldn't say he's got the least amount of talent, guys. I think he's got a lot of talent. I looked at him over the summer. He's a really natural thrower. You know, I haven't had a chance to study any 19 stuff yet. Just looking at the numbers, it looks like it could be a little, you know, it could be a little disappointing if you're expecting him to take that jump. But his sophomore tape, if you're projecting that sophomore tape out, he looked like an NFL starting quarterback. So we'll see where he's at. I haven't talked to anyone out in Logan, Utah about where his head's at of coming out or staying. But he is really talented. I mean, he throws it more naturally than probably anyone in this draft when you're just looking at motion.
Really? Wow.
And fluidity. Yeah, he's really got a lot of arm talent. He was fun to watch at the Manning camp this summer. So, like I said, you know, and again, he's not playing with the same people that Joe Burrow and Tua.
Yeah, Jim, that's what I was trying to say about talent around him. I didn't mean his talent. I was talking about the talent he's playing with. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that plays a factor. So, I mean, he's going to be a little more difficult of an evaluation. But, no, Jordan, certainly from a talent standpoint, you know, physical tools, he's going to be in that discussion as well. I think when we get to April, it's going to be, you know, in the ESPN and all the networks, they like to talk about quarterbacks ad nauseum, and it's going to be Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, and Jordan Love, I think, will be the four guys when it's all said and done if Jordan comes out.
We don't get to see Herbert much, or people don't talk about him. I can tell our fan base doesn't have a big love affair with him. talk about him and how good he is and the talent he's playing with right now.
Well, he's a big strapping guy. He's got your prototype size for the position, and he's also a good athlete. I mean, he's not one of these. You know, like when Ben Roethlisberger came out of Miami of Ohio, I scouted him, and you know, Ben was such a big dude, and you know, now Ben's in his getting to be his mid to late 30s. He's not moving like he used to, but when he came out of college, Ben was a really good athlete. You know, he's a great high school hoops player. Justin Herbert, you're going to see the body. He looks almost like a tight end. He's a thick, big, thick kid, but he can really move and get outside the pocket, and he's got a powerful, powerful arm. So that's what, you know, he can really drive the football down the field. That's what the NFL teams are going to love. I mean, he just makes some throws that not a lot of guys can make. Now, inconsistency is an issue, but the teams that are going to really be buying into Justin, just being at the Manning camp around him, listening to a lot of the coaches down there too, and you see it on tape, there's some rawness to him. Like he's got everything that you want, and there's still a big upside there. You know, they feel like from just a coaching perspective, I know a lot of quarterback coaches in the league are going to feel like they can take Justin to another level. So there's still a pretty high ceiling out in front of Justin right now. And, you know, we don't get to see him a lot here on the, you know, the East Coast because they're playing so late, but no, he's going to be, when it's all said and done, he's going to be in that mix in April as well.
It's amazing because in the top the batch of the quarterbacks, before the season started, Jake Fromm's name came up every time you talked about who could be the top five quarterback. Has he dropped? Has something happened with him this season where some scouts or people are watching and just said he's just not who we thought he was?
No, I think that, unfortunately, I think the media was way too high on Jake to start with. And I say that in all due respect to Jake. He's one of my favorite guys, and he trains with a guy here in Mobile, Alabama, David Morris, who trained Gardner Minshew and Daniel Jones, and so Jake's been coming down here, and just from like a person standpoint, like just being a guy's guy and a real dude, I love what Jake brings to the table. He's, you know, he doesn't have physically what a lot of these other guys have, so I think there is a little ceiling from a tools perspective, but what Jake does have is from the neck up. To me, which is maybe the most important thing, he can process information. He's really, really, he's got a really quick brain. So that's what the teams are going to like. I think that Jake, when he gets around, and Joe Burrow falls into this category as well, the more NFL teams are around guys like Joe Burrow and Jake Fromm, the more they're going to buy into him. So I do think that Jake was pushed up there a little bit in the media from just a pure talent ceiling standpoint. I don't think he's done anything to hurt himself. I just think that was, you know, kind of a narrative out there over the summer and the offseason in the media that probably shouldn't have been there.
Jim, help me out a little bit overall on this quarterback class, the five or six guys everybody's talking about. Do you like this group compared to the Baker Mayfield class?
Yeah, because it was Baker and Josh Allen. Those were the two big guys up there, you know, and Darnold. And Rosen was in that group. Yeah, I do. I think that that four we talked about, I do think it'll be interesting to see what Jake Fromm does. Jake's going to be in that mix because he's a starting NFL quarterback. It'll be interesting if he can climb up into those top four. But I think those top four are all potential franchise quarterbacks. And when I use that term, it goes back to my time in the NFL. You know, we always considered franchise guys as you're winning because of that guy. You're competing. You're in the playoffs every year and competing for championships really because of what that guy brings to the table and how he can lift your organization. And I used the term win with quarterback earlier, and there's a lot of those now. You know, there's a lot of guys that are, if you're good enough around him, there was a year I was in Kansas City and Matt Castle threw 27 touchdowns and 10 picks, and we went to the playoffs that year, and he went to the Pro Bowl, and you know we're handing the ball off to Jamal Charles, and we won games with him. But you know Matt wasn't a franchise quarterback. You know he was a starting quarterback, but he wasn't a franchise guy. So I do think those four guys that we talked about have chances to get up into that franchise type conversation.
That's strong right there, hey, Jim. I got to put you on the spot a little bit. I mean, we all get crushes on certain guys. I'm on a little bit of a Joe Burrow thing myself right now. I just like all the throws he's made in the two big games he's played in this year. What about for you right now if somebody said, hey, Jim, come on, man, You got to let us know who you want right now of this group. Who would you take early? I know it's early, but who would you take of the four?
It would be Joe Burrow because, and it's nothing. This is, it's, you know, I'm not trying to get caught up in what I just saw this past weekend. It's really kind of, it's been a build. So I met him at the Manning camp over the summer, like I talked about, some again at the SEC media days, was down on the field and watched him during pregame. And I just love how the kid's wired. I think that it's hard to find guys like Joe Burrow nowadays. I think the quarterback position has become a little bit of a rich kid's position, you know, where, you know, because they're all getting trained and they're all, you know, going off to these Elite 11s and whatnot. Joe's a throwback. Joe's dad's a college football coach. He's a guy's guy. He's got a lot of qualities that I think will bring a locker room together. And those things are more important now than they've ever been in the NFL because of the CBA that was put in place years ago. You know, you lose these guys the entire offseason if you're an NFL organization. And the quarterback's the guy that's got to keep that thing together. So if the players don't respond to the quarterback, he's the one that's coordinating all the offseason throwing sessions. And you got to have that guy. And to watch Burrow at that game the other night and how teammates respond to him and how the staff responds to him, I posted something on Twitter the other night from the game. Like, he's got the it factor, and people can, you know, snicker if they want, but you know, that stuff matters. You know, like it really does matter. If you've been around a football team and you've, you know, tried to build a club, I mean, that you need to have those things at that position. So you know, we talked about Joe's accuracy. It's not just the dink and dunk stuff. You know, you chart these guys, and so many college quarterbacks that they don't throw the ball over 10 yards. I mean, Joe's leading the country right now on throws, you know, downfield throws as well. So he's, you know, he's getting really hot, and it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. But to me, I'm buying into him more, even more as the person is what I'm seeing on the field and on tape.
That's important, man.
Wow.
We're going through that a little bit down here right now without getting into the whole thing, but that stuff's all important, and I'm with you. I want to see a Marino makeup a little bit, and a guy that was home throwing and not going to special camps and going on the beach in L.A. and throwing and working on.
Hey, listen, everyone's got their own doing it.
No, I agree.
Well, Jim, I got to ask you this because, you know, the Fromm situation where, you know, basically maybe it was media hype going into it, and you're probably 100% accurate on that. I guess going in the opposite direction of that would be Jalen Hurts, right? Because he transferred. We thought he'd be okay there. We didn't know what was going to happen. And all of a sudden, everyone that touches Lincoln Riley's offense turns into someone that's, you know, up there in the Heisman voting. It's unbelievable what's going on there. We knew he was a good quarterback. We saw him in Alabama. But he's really showing off a lot more now in Lincoln Riley's offense there. What do you think about Jalen? Has he possibly moved himself into being maybe a first-round pick also?
First round is really too steep right now for me to talk in that range. I mean, I took this job at the Senior Bowl in June of 18. Jalen was at Alabama at the time. Mobile, Alabama is a huge Roll Tide city. So whenever I was around town or had to go speak at places, people would ask about Jalen. And, you know, I wasn't shy about it. If Jalen was coming to the Senior Bowl a couple years ago, it was going to be as a running back. His passing skill set was that far behind from in terms of anticipation and accuracy. Now he's built like a running back. He's 220 pounds. We timed him at the pro day up at Alabama a couple springs ago when he was in the low 4.6s. So he runs like an NFL running back. But it's been remarkable to see where he's taken himself. And I give some credit to Dan Enos, who's the offensive coordinator down there in your backyard now in Coral Gables. And I give Jalen a ton of credit. He's really taking the next step as a quarterback, and you saw it in a small sample size last year at Alabama when he came in off the bench and you know, led them to that win over Georgia in the SEC championship game. But it was such a small sample size, it was hard to be truly convicted, you know, about him playing quarterback at the next level. So to see what he's done this first, you know, 6 weeks of the football season has been a lot of fun. We had a scout at their game last week. He came away really impressed. So I think Jalen's a draftable quarterback now, but that's a big jump from going from a guy that, and it wasn't just us. It was, you know, guys in the league. I mean, everyone kind of had him pegged as the future running back. And so to go from that position all the way to the first round as a quarterback, that's a significant leap. That's a stretch right now, but he's definitely a draftable quarterback.
All right, and then a little closer to home for you, have you targeted which quarterbacks you're looking at, or is it still too early that you like to have for your Senior Bowl?
No, we've a lot of the guys we've already talked about. So
yeah, okay.
We brought eight to the game last year. Seven of them got drafted. Daniel Jones and Minshew are both starting now.
That's crazy! Wow, what great stories.
And then you had Jarrett Stidhams, the backup in New England. He looked great in the preseason. Ryan Finley's knocking on the door in Cincinnati. Drew Locke's been hurt, but I think he's the heir apparent in Denver. So it was a really good group. There's probably not the depth of this class. I think that we'd struggle to maybe even – we have to bring six because you have to have enough –
right.
You can't have guys wear off their arms during the week. So we're going to have to get six, and it might be a struggle to get to six. Right now there's four that we really like, and the fifth and sixth spots are up for grabs.
Do you get no very often from those guys going, no, I'm too high a pick. I don't need your game. I've already heard from my agent. Do you get that at all? Not too much.
Last year was my first go around. So, we really overall, we had six seniors decline their invites, which was better than it had been in the past. I think it gotten to the point where, that a lot of agents were talking kids out of coming down because of, fear of injury or whatever. I don't know, whatever they fill their brains with. But quarterback position's been different. We've had four top 10 guys in the last 3 years. So, I think we're pretty good at the quarterback spot in terms of getting these guys to commit. And, last year's group really turned the corner where, we had a big jump from we were hovering like 3, 4, 3 for first-round picks. Last year we had 10. So I think that, things we're doing on social media to engage these guys, and
good.
We had 40 players go in the first three rounds. So, I tell the agents, if you've got a guy that's unequivocally the number one player at his position, I won't even invite him. I get it. If he has nothing to gain by being here, but if you're one of these, like, for instance, if you're a receiver in this draft, if you're a senior receiver, why wouldn't you come when everyone's talking about T. Higgins and CeeDee Lamb is in Jerry Jeudy as the number one receivers? Why wouldn't you come down here and try to beat those guys out? Just show the NFL how competitive you are. So, really optimistic about this year. We really amped up our recruiting in the last year, and I think seeing last year's success, hopefully these players have bought into that.
40 in the first three rounds. Dolphins have 7 picks in the first three rounds. We'll take that.
Yeah. We're going to get some guys out of your game. There is no
that's
question.
Right, that's right.
Plus, the coach is there coaching them all.
Right,
I mean,
that's right.
24 guys running around like, coach him up. Coach him up. Tell him what we're doing over there.
Yep.
Jim, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it. I got to tell you, man, that was A-plus stuff today.
Right.
Very good.
Good
thank
job.
You, Jim.
Yeah, guys. Have a great day.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you soon, Jim, once we make finalize our
Thanks
plans.
For having me.
Of course. Once we finalize our plans.
He's run out the door.
He is. He's going to scout somebody.
Go see
watch
another
tape.
Guy. I'm going to Bama.
He's watching
going over
tape.
To Alabama, man. Go check out Alabama.
He's got a good one to go scout in a couple weeks. Tua and Burrow.
Yeah. Boy.
Against each other.
He went strong and he backed it. He didn't just go strong with Joe Fan.
He's backing for Burrow.
Joe Fan. He went strong.
All right, didn't forget about you. It's time for your chance to win Joe's Dough. The word this hour is thunder. Thunder. That's T-H-U-N-D-E-R. Thunder, like Thunder Dan back in the day. Text that word now to 72881. You got a chance to win $1,000. Text the word thunder right now to 72881. You can win $1,000 of Joe's Dough. Your next chance to win is at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Thunder, the 9 a.m. code word.
Don't be giving away all that money, man. That's
trying to give away as much of Joe's Dough as we can,
man,
by the way.
Don't do that right now. We don't want you to do that. So Brent Stover, CBS Sports Network, college football, is going to join us. We'll talk to him coming up here before we say goodbye today. Got a lot of stuff going on. Great baseball last night. Really fun. Nationals kind of ruined it, though. They score 7 in the first. We've seen that's like the third time we've seen that, where somebody just comes down and scores a bunch of runs right. in the first and the game's over. That's it.
Ask the Braves how that felt.
Yeah, so Nationals just said, hey, if you're wondering what's going to happen in game 4 going for this sweep, we're going to kick their ass in the first inning. It's over. So Nationals going to the World Series. Wow. They go, all right, who are we going to play? Astros? Yankees? Who's it going to be? because we're going to get rested up. They're going to get all those guys, that great pitching that the Nationals have. And of course, the Astros also got a great pitching staff.
Pick your poison, the bats in New York or the pitching staff in
I'll tell you what, I Houston. Think this can help Nationals getting all those arms fresh. No more, all right, you got to go every third day right now. Again, everybody's going to get at least first time around. So nice story there. Nice for them. And, again, to get rewarded a little bit. I don't know how much of a difference it makes, because I still think the Astros overall, if they win this, have a better lineup overall, much, much better lineup. So what'd you think of Jalen Ramsey going to Rams? Too much? Everybody talking about who won this deal. Two first-round picks, 20 and 21, and a fourth-round pick in 21 for Jalen Ramsey. The Rams have basically just getting out of the first-round business right now. What do you think?
The Jaguars wanted two firsts. They got their two firsts. That was the price they kind of set because they didn't think anyone would budge on it.
I think they got two first-round picks from a lot of teams.
Well, maybe they did. Maybe there's a whole bunch of offers. I don't know, and maybe
that
at that point.
Really good.
Jalen Ramsey is, you know, arguably the best cover corner in the league. He can be put up there at one or two, three, wherever you want to put him. And the Rams are all in. So you're asking who won this? If the Rams get to the Super Bowl, the Rams won this trade. If the Rams don't, and somehow they go out early in the playoffs or don't make the playoffs, then the Jaguars did. Because that's really what it comes down to. The Rams are all in. You just said it. The Rams last – their next first-round pick is in 2022. The last first-round pick they had was Goff number one overall. That's the gap in first-round picks for a team. If you're not picking in the first round or you don't need that first-round pick, that means you're Super Bowl ready or basically there, and that's what the Rams think. They're struggling a little bit this year, but – Ramsey's going to help the defense, that's for sure. They got rid of Marcus Peters, and you knew something was on the brink if they're getting rid of that guy. Plus, they just put Aqib Talib on IR, so they really had no shutdown corners except for a couple young guys. You bring Ramsey in there, that's the only way you have to grade this.
Yeah,
the Rams are going to the Super Bowl, that's what they think. If they don't get there, they failed this trade.
I think the other part of this is star power.
They have it.
You're in L.A., you got to have star power. More than any other city, you got to have star power. You're going out to home of stars. They understand, and they got that new stadium, and they want to fill that thing up, and they got to compete with the stars of the Lakers, the biggest star, and the Clippers. Also, a couple of stars there, and then the Dodgers, who are loaded, even though they came up short again, but just loaded with talent and draw. Number one team drawing in baseball, 50,000 plus, like what, almost 50,000, whatever the stadium
they
holds.
Draw a lot in Anaheim for the Angels? Like, they do. You talk about star power, you have maybe the best player in the all of baseball there, Mike
Trout.
Yeah,
they just haven't been very good.
No, they haven't been good.
No, he is. He got injured this year, but no. But the Dodgers. I mean, Dodgers just quietly. I looked at what they draw a game. I didn't even realize their ballpark was that big. And they get people show up. Hey, as long as you're good, well, even if you're not for a while, maybe you get a little bit of a ride. But I just – they're loaded, man. The Rams now have two of the best defensive players.
Well, arguably the best at each position. Ramsey could be the best at his position, and you know Donald is the best at his position. Then you got Goff and Gurley on the offense. Like, you do have star power there, but can you win? Because if this team doesn't get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years, this is a failed trade.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it isn't, because if people are going and they're competitive and they're filling up that new stadium they've got, which is going to be ridiculous.
If they give Jalen Ramsey $100 million and 70 of it guaranteed, and Donald's on that same contract, and Goff's got a big contract, and Gurley's got that big contract, everyone, all their stars have big contracts. If they don't win, Joe, that's a fail.
Well, they're strapped. They're going for it right now. See, and that's the thing. I always go back to New England. After everybody does their thing, and I think every NFL team watches. I know we do. The Dolphins. Everybody looks to see how are the Patriots doing it, okay? Well, I don't think anybody can do what the Patriots are doing, but they got a great quarterback, and they got a great corner. Two best players on their team.
Right.
Stephon Gilmore.
Tom Brady.
Who is ranked the best corner in football right now. With no drama, just goes up, lines up, takes your best guy, and then makes unbelievable plays throughout the playoffs. Played his best football. So now everybody's following that, right? You got to have one cover corner that, like, you can put on the best guy, and he's got, I got him. And you got to have a quarterback, right? although this may never happen, have a quarterback play this long at this high a level.
Well, yeah.
And then just find a bunch of different guys, which get guys to play on the cheap that are good players.
But not everyone could do that. Everybody wants to get paid. It's just different with Belichick somehow. I don't know how he does it.
He lets guys go.
It's like Harry Potter.
Or we'll trade them where other teams will sign him going, we may not get another guy like this. Sign it. So
look at Jamie Collins. He wanted money. They let him go to Cleveland. He got paid, got a huge signing bonus, came back, playing for $1.7 million. Like he's playing for nothing now.
No, you're right. He goes, all right, you got all your guaranteed money from Cleveland. Okay, now they cut you 2 years later.
Come back.
Come on back. Look at the year he's having. Well, look at the game he had against the Dolphins. Jeez. Yeah, so, he's got it down. By the way, and it looks like it's just all him. He's involved in everything, including how much money everybody gets.
Well, that's it.
We're going to break because we got Brent Stover going to join us.
Brent Stover's going to join us next. Before Brent joins us, let's be nice to the people right now. I've been telling you about that Zafra giveaway that we have, the cornhole board and everything. 305-567-0560. Call or 5 right now. You will win that awesome, awesome cornhole board that's been in our room for a while. Now it's not. From Zafra Rum. They did a really good job customizing it for you, and you'll have it. Call or 5, 305-567-0560. 0560 wins that. And don't forget, by the way, this weekend I'll be at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's Saturday at 7:30 for the Dos Equis watch party. Come watch top 25 matchups, enjoy Dos Equis specials, chance to win a 60-gallon igloo cooler, and you can register to win 2 tickets to the college football semifinal playoff game at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Saturday, 7:30, me at Twin Peaks Davie.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope you're having a good day, and boy, Jim Nagy just really, really strong today on the quarterback stuff as he's getting ready for his own bowl game, the Senior Bowl. He's executive director of, and so making sure he gets the best players, and there's a good chance the Dolphins coaching staff is going to be up there coaching.
I really hope so,
to be honest. One of the teams. So
he got me with the 40 guys.
Actually, you know what?
It
could be. Washington coaching one team and Dolphins coaching the other.
Right.
AFC, NFC. Anyway, we're going to have Brent Stover join us here in just a few minutes. So I never thought I'd look and see the two sexiest games as far as rankings this weekend in college football, the Pac-12.
Mm. Right.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's not normal for that to happen, you know.
4 ranked teams.
Yeah.
And yet, I don't think they don't have a chance. Not much of a chance. I shouldn't say they do have a chance.
Well, who's got a chance out of those 4?
Oregon.
Okay. That's it.
Utah lost probably close one to USC. Yeah.
Can't lose one of those bad games and still think at the end of the year.
But they got 4 ranked teams, and they're all playing each other this weekend, and then it goes back to there seems to be 4 or 5 teams kind of walking away from everybody a little bit. Now, Ohio State's got some tough games coming up.
That's fine, but they're one of those.
But they're one for sure.
Okay, so Ohio State.
Clemson's got the easiest run left. And then the SEC.
Alabama, LSU, right there. And then
you still got to put Georgia in there.
It just depends, because if they beat up on Florida – and beat them up pretty good in that cocktail party, and then they win the SEC championship, then yes, they have to be put in that category. Because that would be the one loss.
It just seems to me.
Beat Florida and beat Alabama or LSU. Yeah, they'll be in there. But they have to do all that to get there. Alabama could lose to LSU and not get to the SEC championship game and still possibly get in.
Yeah, we have
LSU
seen that.
The same thing.
So the other team is Oklahoma, who's probably not going to lose.
Right.
They just played their tough game.
They got Texas.
It was 10-10, and then Oklahoma kind of pulled away.
The consensus number 6 team we just named 5 is Wisconsin.
Oklahoma's really good, but that thing's going to play. Thing's going to play out, because Wisconsin, they're going to have to play. All those guys can play each other.
They play each other.
So anyway.
All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Brent Stover from CBS Sports Network, talking about all the SEC schools and all the SEC quarterbacks. We'll talk to him for a couple minutes. Brent, thank you for coming on the show this morning. We appreciate it.
Guys, thanks for having me. Another exciting week of college football, huh?
Every weekend. And the beauty is they start at noon and they go as long as you want to be a junkie if you want to stay up.
I told you about the Air Force Hawaii game. 11 p.m. Air Force Hawaii.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Well, Well, but that's us, Scott, at CBS Sports Network. You got the guy right now, and now I expect you to be up for our halftime show and our Inside College Football afterwards, all right? I mean, you know, about 2:30 a.m., where else would you rather be on a Saturday night?
Absolutely. Not even a question.
I will tell you, just doing games on Sunday, the Saturdays are fun. They really do get set up. You talk about the perfect sandwich. That is college football, and then Sunday, the guys that play at the next level, it's connected because those guys playing on Saturday are soon going to be playing on Sunday, and it makes it great. Hey, we were just talking about the top teams right now, and it really doesn't matter because there's five or six teams in the running, and a lot of them are going to play each other, so it's all going to play itself out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I'm just curious. You know, we kind of forget about Oklahoma. We get talking about SEC and the Big Ten. And Oklahoma just had a good win against Texas. I don't know if they even get challenged the rest of the year. Maybe you think they will. Where does Oklahoma fit into the big picture for you, matching up with some of the other big boys?
I got them at number three behind LSU and Alabama.
Okay.
And I think all three of those teams, yeah, are interchangeable. One thing people need to know about Oklahoma is the defense. They just come off a 9-sack game against Texas. And Sam Ehlinger, who for my money is one of the best quarterbacks in the country, threw for a season low, you know, 210 yards. But it's trendy to say there's no defense in the Big 12. But based on scoring, again, 34-27 still seems high scoring, but not necessarily the way college football is now, these up-tempo offenses, and especially in the conference like the Big 12. But Oklahoma's defense is a story people need to start talking about because they're getting after the quarterback right now. They're stopping the run against good offenses. They've been bend but don't break. And, I mean, Jalen Hurts has got to be one of the favorites for the Heisman. And CeeDee Lamb coming off a 10-catch, 171 yards, and three touchdowns. I mean, their offense is still as prolific as ever. And the way that this system, Hurts waltzes into this system in Norman Lincoln Riley and does not miss a beat. Can you guys imagine a national title game, Alabama against Oklahoma with Hurts facing Saban and those guys? I can't think of a better storyline.
That's pretty good.
That'd be fun.
I got to give you credit. That's pretty good, although I am looking forward to Joe Burrow and LSU and Alabama and Tua playing each other. But you're right. That would be fun. He comes back to play against his old team.
Right.
That would be –
Saban's got to strategize for Jalen Hurts.
So crazy. By the way, so the other team is Ohio State, who – they still got some tough games. Can they move up and get in good shape with Wisconsin and Michigan, or you just look at it as the conference a little down and they're going to have trouble getting there because they're pounding people right now?
Yeah, they're pounding everybody. They're the Alabama of the Big Ten, and there's a big drop-off. There's a bigger drop-off, obviously, in the Big Ten than there is in the SEC from the top. I think it's Ohio State and then just a little drop to Wisconsin and then kind of everybody else. I mean, Michigan's 5-1, but does it feel like they're 5?
No,
it feels like
God,
they're
3-3. I forgot that. That's right. No, you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5. It's easy to say. Here's the problem with Michigan is they play so ugly. I mean, they should have lost to Army.
Yes.
Against Illinois, they let Illinois back into that game the other day. I mean, it's just – and Illinois is bad. I just – Big Ten – I hate to say the Big Ten, especially the West, is just not good. I mean, Nebraska was the trendy favorite to win the West, and they are still at least a year away. They've been a disappointment. So I do think it's going to be Ohio State and Wisconsin in the Big Ten title. But going back to your original question, I don't know that Ohio State is going to get tested. I mean, they might get tested, but what will a win over Michigan mean at the end of the year? I don't know. And is that a given? I don't know. Because in a rivalry game in November, I don't know, guys.
Brent, quick answer before we let you go. You're the general manager of the Dolphins. You got to pick one quarterback, Joe Burrow or Tua. Who are you taking?
I'm thinking Burrow because the NFL, and he's more of an NFL prototype guy, but you can't go wrong with either one. But a guy throwing at 80% completion rate, I'll take that all day. That's Burrow.
That's like a video game right
there. We got guys that don't throw 80% against air, man, right, let alone. That's pretty good stuff.
Brent, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Brent. Hang in there, buddy.
2:30 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll expect you guys. Have a good one.
You got it. Thanks. Brent Stover's been with CBS Sports Network since 2010, serving as a play-by-play announcer and studio host. This week, he hosts college football halftime shows on CBS Sports Network, as well as Inside College Football, and this week in SEC football. Good job by Brent. He's taking Burrow. You're getting the Burrow train running, and I don't like it. I'm on the two.
Am I getting any 56022 love on Joe Burrow?
I'm not reading you any of them. Nope, not doing it. Bomb for Burrow. These are all coming in now. You've done it. You've done it.
I tried blow for Joe, but nobody liked that. Went, no, you know what? That's not.
No, we got the same guy today texting and goes, when is the blow for Joe? I'm ready. He thinks you're talking about Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, I watched Cocaine Cowboys yesterday. We got talking because this guy's sending in stuff. I'm going, you know what? I need a little. I've only seen it like 42 times.
At least. I know.
Billy, you got me again, man. Right. I can't. It was even better yesterday. I somehow forgot about some stuff that was brought back. By the way, I've been to some of those clubs. They were great.
I'm sure.
That was the other thing. I noticed the clubs more. I went, oh, my God, I went in there. That could have been getting whacked.
Could have been you in the club somehow, somewhere in that bathroom.
Hey, man. That's bad.
Sorry. All right, Stu Goss and Levitard, they're coming up next here on 560 The Joe, WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.